Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Coach Lindy Ruff is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Catholic Health. And by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Now, with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We'll get to the Sabres head coach in a moment. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Sabres and Avalanche tonight. Let's hope it's as exciting as Jameis Winston throwing a football, you know?
It's hard to top that, though.
First player in NFL history with 450 passing yards and two pick sixes in one game. Against the Denver defense, by the way, that does not often give up huge chunks of yards.
No. Did you see who was getting picked on all night by Winston? Levi Wallace.
Yeah.
Levi Wallace was out there covering Jerry Jeudy yesterday, and they just couldn't do it. He was getting beat all night. Which I did have the thought. I saw Dane Jackson getting roasted a lot in the Carolina game on Sunday. Those two, though, are probably different than who the Bills have right now, but very much like it's testament to the McDermott system, right? Defensive back, where they just throw anybody in there. And has any of them gone on to have success anywhere else? Wallace has bounced around the league. He went to Pittsburgh on like a decent contract. That did not work. Jackson, I guess, is like kind of up and down in Carolina. Who was before that? Like no one that's ever gone on to do anything else anywhere
else. I'm trying to think like who the names are here.
It really might have been Wallace longer than we think. So maybe there aren't that many names.
Right.
He was a starter for like three seasons on the team.
He was replaced for Kyer Elam.
And then, Christian Benford.
And then ultimately Christian Benford, yeah.
Yep.
803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. We'll chat Bills with you. We're also going to check in with Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, who joins us on the Wester Hotline as we prepare for Sabres and Avalanche tonight. Lindy, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time today.
Jeremy and Joe, how are you guys? I'm well this morning.
We're good. Did you get a lot of snow? I mean, you know how it works around here. Some places get 2 feet.
Did not get really any. Maybe like a half inch, quarter inch.
All right. Nothing like they had at the stadium.
I wasn't blessed with the stadium snow, but what a night that was.
I know. Could you see the lateral coming?
I did not see it coming, but what an incredible. I actually liked the double snow angel, the coach and Josh. I thought that was spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lindy, you've got Colorado tonight, the Avalanche coming in, and looking to kind of, I don't know, get things back on track. You had a good trip out west, and then a couple of stumbles along the way. What in the last couple games, whether it's the Islanders game or if it's the game you battled back in at home the two nights before, what are you seeing right now, the state of the team, state of your team's game?
Well, really, the whole focus for us is creating more offense. And when we do create the opportunities, finishing has been the focus. Focus at yesterday's practice, coaches' meetings for a couple of days, that we've lost too many games just due to the fact we haven't finished. So I think if you look at where our offense is at, most of it has been driven a lot by our defensemen. And I think there are some things we can do better, and moving the puck quicker inside the offensive zone, getting it into the middle of the ice to tighten up the other team, you know, to use the outside of the rink once we get to the middle. So we've looked at a lot of different schemes and really trying to get to where we can quicken it up. And if you go to the Vancouver game, if you go to the Minnesota game, where we probably played as well as we could defensively. Offensively, we just didn't finish. And we had the puck on the stick of some of our best players. So I think it's kind of been a common theme throughout the year that when we've had opportunities to put teams away, we haven't got that the goal that could really stress them out or give us a couple goal lead.
Yeah, two shutouts in the last three games, and the Minnesota shutout was the first one of the season where you guys were kept off the scoreboard. Do you feel like, you know, as you're talking about offensive skill drills and small spaces, is this it's not quite pucks to the net? It's smarter plays. Is that what we're talking about here? I mean, are you happy with where the shots are coming from?
No, you know, I think there are some. I think when you look at the high quality. When you get the puck moving east to west, when a goalie squared up to you and you're in, let's say you're just in the dot lane, it's finding that next play if you have somebody there. I think there's situations where I think when you have players that have struggled to score, and I think your vision gets a little bit tunnel and you're thinking, I got to get this on goal. When the next play, you know, can be off the backside of the goaltender. You know, I think our approach when we went into, and what we talked a lot about when we went into the Ranger game in New York, was get off the backside of this goaltender. You know, you might think you have a good shot, but we have to get off the backside. We have to have some shot tip type of opportunities. Once the goalie is square to you, the odds from shooting from a lesser angle, the odds go way down in scoring. And you know, I think we had a lot of good things happen for us that night, and I think we got to get to moving the puck quicker. We're hanging on, and this might be a half a second I'm talking about. We're hanging on a half a second too long, coverage gets to us, and we don't make that next play. And most of the time, what I'm talking about is seeing that next play and working to be a dangerous threat off the backside of a goaltender.
When it comes, you mentioned how, you know, you're getting offense from your blue line, but maybe that's not, you know, a sustainable way to kind of live, having to have that happen. But like, in terms of especially the top three, Dahlin, Power, Byram, I guess, how big have they been? How much license do they have to kind of jump up in the play offensively and kind of help the forwards get some pucks in the back of the net?
Well, those guys, you know, in our scheme have a green light to join and be that third or fourth person. I think we've seen how dangerous they are. And I think a lot of times teams, when they're looking for offense, a lot of times will look for their D to get more involved. I think we've got that piece of the puzzle where they have been involved. They've been able to join. You know, you can look at the tail end of the Vancouver game where Owen Power walked down the backside and rang it off the crossbar. And then we retrieved it on the other side of the ice. And Cousin came down, and we had good traffic off the backside of the goaltender, and he scores. So I think those are the situations that we have to create more of. And I think if we create more, we've already got our defense that have been able to add a lot to our offense. If our forwards start clicking on quicker plays, we'll be in a lot better place.
Is it tough to, when you're asking for more from the forwards themselves? Some of those guys are younger, right? Like in some of the more offensively gifted players, you know, Benson's only in year two, Kulik's still a rookie. There could be some others on that list as well. But how is it a tough balance when it feels like those are guys you might want more from, but maybe it's tough to expect that they're just going to show up and be consistent in that manner?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's, from my end, it's having the confidence to allow them and put them in that position to make that next play. And when that next play messes up, you have to realize that's what we're asking for. I think the alternative is we've had a few 3-on-2 rushes with, and I mentioned after the one game where Kulik, you know, shot it from around the top of the circle where I think there was better options. And what we've talked about with the team is, you know, move it quick, hit the holes, and find that better option. And then when you're inside that key area, when you can get inside where the odds of the goal going in go way up, then the green light is to let it go.
What about on the power play, Lindy? It's kind of been a back-and-forth story where there was that drought at the beginning of the year, and then you guys were, like, top five for, like, a month, and now I think it's 13 in a row without scoring one. Are you seeing anything different there that's resulting in the puck not getting to the back of the net, or do you think it's close and the midpoint of the season on that front is maybe more reality, or do you think it's more a problem right now?
I think the problem is similar to our 5-on-5 where we haven't found that next play. There's been a couple of great opportunities that, you know, that we've missed through this little stretch where we've had that backside guy wide open and we didn't find the play, or a guy like Paterka just missed his shot. So those opportunities have been there. I think, you know, the reason I said early in the year that, you know, I was confident that we were going to get it going is we had quite a few good looks that we didn't convert on. The one thing they have to stay away from, and I think that, you know, a lot of power plays go through stretches where they can go 0-for-10, 0-for-15, whatever it is the frustration part. There are nights where it doesn't quite go right, or the other team does a heck of a job killing, and it's got to be a little bit simpler. I think if you look at the L.A. game in L.A. where all it was a, you know, a shot through traffic where Zucker's in front of the net and he gets the tip and it's the power play goal you need. So you can find that next play or a lot of times if you've got the guy there and you can sift it into the net front guy for the tip, it's the simplest way of scoring.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff for his weekly appearance with us. Lindy, when it comes to the standings, you know, the story went that you put up the standings in the locker room. And this season, it's kind of been, you know, couple ups, couple downs. And I wonder if the fact that so far to this point, when there have been a couple losses in a row, the group has been pretty good at following that up with a couple of wins. Is it a relatively even keel kind of feel right now? Or the standings in there every day drive a point home? When we brought this up with Seth last week, he said, like, the guys know the standings and we know what the job is. So I wonder what the feel is in a season like this where it has been ups and downs.
Well, really is you're constantly trying to improve. And, you know, we've spent most of the morning here talking about the offensive side of it. Our defensive structure is in a good place. So if we make puck mistakes or, you know, errant plays, those are things that, you know, individuals on the ice said it happens to them. And those are ones you'd like individuals to clean up. The area that if you, and I'll just reference the Minnesota and the Vancouver where, you know, Minnesota, a real good team, real good road team. And defensively, we held them off the board, even a shot for 17, 18 minutes. And we had probably five or six, what you would call A opportunities that we need to finish on. That really is the focus. I didn't like the last 30 minutes of the Island game. I thought a lot of frustration came in our game. Then I thought we tried a lot of individual stuff, even on our breakouts, that we gave up chances because we didn't move the puck quick enough, which isn't our game. We've been one of the better teams at breaking the puck out of our zone, getting out of our zone in a hurry. It's been the strength. Now the whole focus has to be stay with that. Let's clean up our offensive zone. Let's get the puck moving quicker. Let's get players off the backside more. But stay with the process here, and it's really been the focus through the first three games we lost, the next three we lost. But this seems different than the previous ones.
Getting some injury updates, by the way, Lindy, on some of the guys that have been out. Greenway, Samuelson, no timeline, but maybe they're getting closer?
Both guys will skate again today. I have no timeline, but when they're skating, they are getting closer. Greenway, we're just still evaluating whether the treatment he had is going to help him here long term. And Samuelson is just working his way back into it.
And then Lafferty also?
Lafferty, no update. I don't believe it's long term. He might be a week or two.
We talked about this with Seth last week a little bit, and we already mentioned him, but Kulik in his position so far this year, we've seen him do a little bit of center and then more so wing. Do you have an opinion on, he's very early on here in his career, of kind of what you think he might be long-term in the league and how you like him right now positionally and maybe how different he looks given what position he plays on a given night?
Yeah, I've liked him. We've seen a lot of him at the wing. I've really liked him. At center, I think he's shown a lot of composure for a young player, especially coming out of our zone. He's been able to use his legs. He's been able to use his smarts. What he is as a player, I know what his strengths are. A good skater. He's got a great shot. I think sometimes a young player like that needs the confidence to hang on to it a little bit longer and see that next play and make the next play. I really think a lot of his game. I mean, now we're 20 games into it. I'd watched a lot of film on him from Rochester last year, but I really feel this young man has a big ability to be a really good player in this league.
Tonight's opponent, the Avalanche. It's kind of weird to look at where they are in the standings, Lindy, with their record, because you just turn a game on and they're playing, their top players mostly, right? Like McKinnon and McCarr are two of the most dynamic, duo maybe you'll find in the league.
Yeah, and I think we obviously know that they're the guys that we can't give up the free opportunities to. They're going to create, they will create a couple opportunities on their own. But dynamic, but they're a team, I think, when they look at their game, they're searching to keep the puck out of their own net. They can score a lot of times, a lot of different ways. So you can have McKinnon one-on-one, you can have McCarr getting involved, as a defenseman. And then they've got some bigger bodies with Rantanen and Nakushkin, guys like that, down around the front of the net. So We know we have to stop their dynamic guys. We've got to limit their opportunities. At the same time, I believe we're going to create a number of opportunities that we have to take advantage of.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff tonight with the Avalanche in town. Lindy, thanks again. We'll chat again next week.
You're welcome, gentlemen. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Lindy. Sabres and Avalanche tonight.
I was just looking through the Avalanche roster this year. Do you know they have a player with the same first name? They have the same last name as first name. Is that the way to put it? Ivan. Yeah. Ivan. I don't know if that's unique at all. First player in NHL history is the same first name as last name. It's just a little strange.
Yeah.
Not making fun of his name or anything. Just
no.
Ivan.
The only guy I can think of for that is like Bol Bol.
He is the first player in NHL history with two of the same name.
Okay. There you go. And we do think Mittelstadt will get a video.
Yeah, Avalanche tonight, Jets Thursday, Utah Saturday, Red Wings Monday, Rangers Wednesday. Five straight.
So what do you think for hot dog of the day tonight?
Hot dog of the day. Colorado.
We're past all the Thanksgiving stuff.
Yep. Famous Denver food staples. I've been to Denver a lot. Do you know there's like an iconic Mexican place in Denver? Really?
Really?
Yeah. Like a crazy, eclectic.
All right.
I forget what it's called, but yeah.
Do you think they're going to go Mexican?
No. They're going to go short rib.
Short rib. Is that what they're...
No,
I don't know much about Denver food.
I don't either. I don't know much about short rib, but I saw it on a Denver list, and that what sounds like it'd be good on a hot dog, so that's my guess. I'm going short rib.
Okay. Could they do something with like Mile High?
They could do stuff with like
or
elk.
It's elk. Okay. Mile High dog. The dog is like inverted. But they serve it to you straight up, like in a cup or something. Like it's
vertical.
Vertical. Yeah,
yeah, vertical.
Vertical.
Dog.
Vertical dog.
A vertical dog.
I don't know how you'd make that work.
It's like a popsicle.
Yeah, there you go.
A corn dog.
There you go. That's it.
Hot dog and a stick. I don't know how you're going to get the toppings on there, though, if you do that. Famous Denver. I mean, you could go like John Elway or something, but I don't know how you'd play off that. All-time Avalanche players, Sakic.
John Denver.
True.
They could do that. Tim Allen was the first name that came up when I just searched famous people from Denver.
Yeah.
Do a Tim Allen dog somehow?
Well, looking at the standings, they gotta win soon.
Yeah, they've really
drifted.
You talked about with Lindy, you brought up to him like how you've lost a couple, then won a couple, then won a couple, then lost a couple. They have gone on, is it three game streaks? They had a three-game losing streak to open the season, then a three-game winning streak, then a three-game losing streak, then a three-game winning streak, then they had a three-game winning streak, and now they're on a three-game losing streak.
Yeah.
They're in threes.
The stat that's really tough to take
is by the way, they're due to go on a three-game win streak right now.
They lost to the Islanders again.
I hate that team's existence.
Listen, here's the way to say it about getting shut up by the Islanders on the weekend, on Saturday. The Islanders have played 25 games.
Mm-hmm.
And only six times has their opponent failed to get a point in the standings.
That's a way to put it.
Six, yep. And twice that's the Sabres.
You get to overtime.
Everybody gets to overtime against the Islanders.
Except this team.
This team has two regulation losses to them. They have six regulation wins, two against Buffalo. That's tough.
It feels like they play the same game
against
the
Islanders team
every time.
That pretty much wants to give you a point, and if you don't get one, that's like a double. It's a bad. Everybody else is getting a point in that game. It's kind of like treat it like a golf hole. That's the easiest handicap. Like you better birdie this hole because everyone else is. And if you're playing the Islanders, you better get one point because everybody else is.
Well, that's where they're a team that smothers you. And the Sabres are a team that we just talked about it for half of our visit with Lindy. They don't generate good chances.
Yep.
They are 30th in expected goals for. You know where they are in shot attempts, though? They're 9th.
Yeah, just spamming.
They're just firing the puck at the net from everywhere.
Yeah.
From the wall. And that was my biggest concern about this team. Did they have the talent offensively going into this year? And I don't feel like they do. But, like, that's the trade. The trade, if they're ever going to make one, this in the middle of a season, it would be, you know, we talked about Kreider for a minute last week. Like, they need somebody that can just produce offense. They need to replace Jeff Skinner of 2 years ago is what they need to do. That dude had 35 goals and 82 points on their top line 2 years ago, and they do not have a single person that is replacing that. Paterka was supposed to, but it's not happening.
803-0550. Howard picks the Bills. Playoff edition. We're going to, you know, mock the season, mock the playoffs, all of it. See what he's got as we shift gears back to the Bills. Also want to play the Brady clip. We're going to get Brady Sunday. Is Brady on Bills Rams or no? He's on Bills Colts.
No, I think I saw he's on the Steelers this week.
He's on Bills Lions then.
That's that should be assumed.
Or is that Romo and Nance?
No, never.
I don't know.
I think he might be. Anyway, we'll figure it out. There's a Brady clip going around about what he said about Daniel Jones. We'll play that for you. Week 13. Yeah, he's Well, whatever. I'll find it.
Do you want him on Bills-Rams?
I don't care. He doesn't say anything interesting. He says what he thinks announcers should say. He says things like...
That's true. That's true.
That's, you got to run and stop the run. You don't want to get in third and long.
There's nothing...
teams come into an outdoor environment. They're not comfortable here. Like, it's just...
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like somebody that he's dedicating his entire brain space to timing and making sure, like, I'm doing the job the right way rather than what he's actually talking about.
Sure. You know who else does that? Is Herbstreit. Herbstreit.
Well, what did he say on Thursday?
Herbstreit is, I've said this before, so I'll say it again. You probably didn't hear it because we say a lot of things and we're on all the time. But maybe it's the college football video game. But Herbstreit, if they replaced Kirk Herbstreit with an AI Herbstreit talking about football, you wouldn't know the difference. He doesn't say anything. Never interesting.
Uh-huh.
He works hard, does a good job. He had a dog. The dog was a big story. You know,
mm-hmm.
Good friend of his. Dog passed away. That was the most interesting thing ever about Herbstreit. He had a dog. He does not say anything interesting. You might as well be calling a video game. Soulless. And Brady's a lot of the same. Anyway, there you go. 803-0550. Howard picks the Bills. Let's see how far he'll take them next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
173 total yards last night. You'd say, probably a pretty quiet day at the office. Oh no, Josh Allen turned into 28.42 fantasy points amongst the highest scoring players at any position in week 13. And by the way, one more note here. Josh Allen is now the first quarterback in NFL history with a passing, rushing, and receiving touchdown in the same game, albeit one of those passing touchdowns also was the receiving touchdown, but Josh was incredible last night.
Field Yates, going to get ready for Howard to pick the Bills. Before we do that, all right, Joe, quickly. Texans-Titans.
Texans.
Chiefs-Broncos.
Broncos.
Chargers-Raiders?
Chargers.
Wow. Well, the things that you've done on this.
What have I done?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you in a minute. Browns-Ravens.
Ravens.
Bengals-Steelers. This is week 18.
Steelers.
We're catching up because we're picking the rest of the games.
Yeah.
While Howard ready picks for some the Bills. Matchups. And then we'll have all the playoff matchups and all that good stuff. All right, so I'll tell you how this all played out after Howard goes ahead and picks the Bills. Hey, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Welcome.
Doing great.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe takes over the show, and the Bills are 10-2 for the first time in 33 years.
I mean, it's not nothing. 10-2.
I am really just a good luck charm. The first show I ever hosted on this radio station ever was the day before their first playoff game in 17 years.
See?
Wow.
You got
they
the
broke
touch.
The drought.
Now, if they win the Super Bowl this year, you got to put that on your resume.
If we put they win the like, Super Bowl, what do we even do?
Right.
I don't understand. Conceptually, do I come to work on Monday or do I just
well? You're resume? Still hungover.
I mean, what am I doing? Am I standing in the street?
Yes.
I'm still awake.
Yeah.
I'm still awake. I would say that.
Yeah, you wouldn't go to sleep.
No.
You'd be too keyed up. Too fired up to. Yeah.
Well, they're 10-2. They look darn good. How'd you like, what was your favorite play? You like the lateral? Do you like the Mac Hollins hair pull? Did you see that one?
I just saw that yesterday. Uh-huh. That's a big oops,
that's
huh?
That's nice.
Yeah. No, I mean, the lateral was, the Cook 65-yard touchdown run was a pretty sweet play.
Yep.
The lateral was just amazing. Even by, like, you'd think we would no longer be surprised by anything that Josh Allen does, and yet that happens, and you just, my jaw dropped.
Right, now it's like, what's next?
Right.
What hasn't he done?
We know he can hurdle. Wise. We know he does all these different.
And he's jumped over guys. He's caught touchdowns.
Right.
He just scored one on a lateral. What's left? He's got to throw one left-handed.
Yeah.
There you go.
You want to make that bet? Him to throw a left-handed touchdown in his career.
Throw the ball up in the air high enough to go downfield and catch it himself.
Yeah.
Did you see the mic'd up, the NFL mic'd up?
The clip where he's on the sideline?
Yeah. It's funny because Keon Coleman there talking to him. You know, Coleman's not dressed for the game, obviously. And Coleman says, you didn't tell him to throw it to you? You two, like, no. But
they told him it was he got two touchdowns on the play?
Yeah, it started with Cooper saying, you wanted it, right? And Allen looks, look on his face, yeah, absolutely I wanted it.
It's like, what are you kidding?
It's like me asking my black lab, you want this ball? Like, yes, actually, absolutely I wanted it.
My favorite part of the night was Sean McDermott doing a snow angel with Josh Allen live on ESPN.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
Listen.
He's not a coach who shows happy emotions like that.
I got news for you. I was saving this for the Jaron Joe's Knowledge Emporium. Your favorite segment, of course.
Of course.
Where we tell everybody something they didn't know about the games of the week that just happened.
Very nice.
Sean McDermott doing snow angels is right there on the level with, guess what Mike Tomlin did this week? He got on another player's like Instagram live from the locker room
really?
And celebrated.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
used
an Antonio Brown move.
Used to be. We don't do that from the locker room.
Wow.
Yeah. A newer version of Mike Tomlin is.
How about that?
Let's party, boys.
Najee Harris, I think, had it.
Is that who it was? Was Najee Harris?
I think it was Najee Harris' Instagram
good.
Live. Yeah.
Hey, old dogs, new tricks.
That's okay.
Got to grow with your players. Mike Tomlin broadcasting celebration from the locker room.
I thought it was significant because if you tie it in with his did you see McDermott's post-game speech?
Yes.
And here he is talking about how he's 50 years old. You got to enjoy these moments. You got to cherish it.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like, coaches are so tightly wound to begin with. Very much 24-hour rule, and we're on to the next game, and we're 1-0, and humble. And finally, it's just like, wow, the guy's having fun. Like, he looked like a coach who realized, well, this is a special team I got. Like, there's some serious special stuff going on right now with this team. I need to enjoy it, and I like that.
One thing to wonder about that before we get to you picking the Bills, Diggs' departure, people talk about Diggs a lot as a very – high, strong, emotional, driven guy. I'll just ask this as just asking: is it possible that McDermott is a little less tightly wound? Not because Diggs is gone, but just in addition to that being gone, maybe McDermott has taken if I take a little bit of a breath here, people might be able to relax a little bit.
100%. And I think it's less about Diggs, more about McDermott evolving as a coach. You just gave the Mike Tomlin example. Would you ever have thought that would have happened with him?
Mm-mm.
Like Iron Mike Tomlin? I know it was Iron Mike Ditka. But, I think McDermott's, and he needed to. He evolved as a coach in terms of fourth down decisions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, the snow angel and the reaction he had, to me, was significant because that's not normally who he is. And I do think... maybe he's at a point where he realizes, I got to have some fun with this because I've got one of the best teams in this league. I've got this great quarterback. And he must know, like, this team has really come together and is exceeding my expectations. He must know, like, there's something going on in that room. And you got to kind of stand back and enjoy it every now and then, which is good for him. I do agree. I do agree with you, Jeremy. And I think it's less about Diggs not being here and more about McDermott evolving in this era as a head coach.
Yeah. Well, without further ado, let's have you pick the Bills. There's not that many games left in regular season, and then there's some playoff games to pick as well. We'll tell you what the seed is and where they are. Joe has picked the rest of the schedule. So
I've picked the rest of it.
Howard will pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
Well, let's get you to pick the Bills here because that's what the people want. They're outside our windows chanting.
I thought I saw a group
pick
of people with signs
Bills.
That said pick the Bills.
Pick the Bills.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
The Bills have never lost the first game out of the bye in the Sean McDermott era. I will take the Bills to continue the Sean McDermott after the bye streak and go 8-0 in his tenure.
Quick hitter, thrown behind, but somehow caught, and now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown. Steps up in the pocket, looks to tuck it and run. On his feet to the 5 and into the end zone. The Beast does it again.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Okay. It's time for Howard to pick the Bills and then pick the playoffs. We'll be using the ESPN playoff machine because it gives us the matchups. So, Bills-Rams, what do you like?
I like the Bills. I don't think, you know, this is a game that is makes me a little bit nervous. I think, you know, Stafford, he's got his receivers back. The offensive line is healthier. The running game's okay. Their defense up front is they've got a beast of guys on the defensive line. Jared Verse is having a terrific season as well. There are some things to like about the Rams, but I still would say the Bills, I don't think it'll be 35-10. But I think the Bills will win the football game.
Bills win. I feel good about that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Verse is a game wrecker.
He's yeah. really
You know what's really fun to watch, by the way? Brian Baldinger's highlights and his breakdowns mm-hmm. are really cool. The way that Deion Dawkins plays his position.
Yeah. I saw some of this yesterday. Some of the chop
he
moves
does
he was
it
showing.
All the time.
Yeah.
And maybe someday we'll get Sal to talk about it. I'll ask about it tomorrow. And Joe Marino, too. Because there's so much handwork.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dawkins is just dropping guys on the ground routinely with chops,
yeah.
and it's super cool
also,
to watch.
Have you seen the thing of how far off he lines up now?
2 yards.
It was
like 2 yards.
Any tackle had been away from a guard
or
something.
In this game, he was 2 yards yeah. split.
I had noticed that earlier in the season, too. There are plays where he just is way away from the left guard. Hmm.
Think of him like
on
a tight end.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, don't think I'm like a tight end.
All right. He can catch.
Bills, Rams, you're picking a win. Bills, yes. Lions.
I'm going to still make this a Detroit victory. I know this will go over really well on Twitter, X this morning, but I
just got bigger fish to fry. You're picking the playoffs.
That's right. I'm going to take the Lions for now. That's right.
All right.
Okay. Lions.
You were on the verge, though, I feel like, there. You kind of wanted
to.
Well,
you know, I watched some of their game against the Bears. I mean, if the Bears had any the guy's not their head coach. If the Bears had a competent head coach, they might have won that game.
What do the Bills do in that spot? The Bills get a field goal in that spot.
At least.
100%.
Well, of course, the Bills don't have a rookie quarterback or, you know.
The
Bills could let the clock run because I think they would be organized better at the line and running a play quicker.
Allen's not waiting until 6 seconds to snap the ball.
Right,
I'm 99% sure.
Lost to the Lions. Then, of course, the Patriots. Hi, divisional friends. How are you this year? Oh, we already won the division. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Patriots game... Is the first one here or is that in New England? Which one's
first? First one is here.
Okay, yeah. I think the Bills will win that. I think the game in New England could be a little sticky at times. New England a little squirmy at times. Let's just put it that way.
We got ourselves another Drake May fan over there?
I do. I think he's good. I really do.
He's really good.
I didn't really see him play in college, but the times I've seen him play with the Patriots, I think he's got some composure. He's got some game. He's got a little swashbuckle to him.
He ran for 60 last week.
He's got a little... Like chutzpah, you know? I like a lot of things that I see in him. I don't think they're a very good team yet around him.
No,
I don't think Gerard Mayo's a good coach, but I like May.
They should fire their coach.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think they will, but they should. Jets at Bills.
I mean, this is one of the most disappointing seasons in the history of the National Football
League. What are you talking about? It's the greatest season ever. I love it.
Is Tim Boyle going to start that game? Is Tim Boyle on the Jets?
No, where is he now? He's on another team.
He
started earlier in Miami. Where is he?
He's somewhere else. He's going to get released. He's going to start that game. I want odds on Tim Boyle.
This dude keeps getting jobs in the NFL. It blows my mind. The Giants. Right? He's the Giants number two right now.
Won't Tyrod or Tyrod Taylor start that game?
Yes. I would say yes.
And then Bills, Patriots in New England. You said sticky but fine.
A little sticky but fine.
Can you tell based on what I picked if they have clinched the one seed?
I can tell a lot of things based on what you picked. And
Week 18, the Chiefs have already played.
Now I'm going to give you the matchups in the first round, and we're just going to go from there.
No, but before he picks, he might want to know if Trubisky's playing.
He might want to know. I'm not telling you.
Okay.
Wow.
He already picked them to beat the Patriots. All right, first round matchups. Denver at L.A., the Chargers.
Ooh,
what did I do?
Uh-oh. Juicy.
Joe picked the Chiefs to lose.
Wow, I did not realize that happened, though.
I gave him every game.
I thought they were going to be down, but I didn't think they were going to be that far down.
Chargers win the division on Joe's picks. So, Broncos at Chargers.
Wow, Joe, way to go.
Chargers the 2 seed.
How about that?
Is what you picked.
The 2 seed?
They just had 187 yards of offense on Sunday. You just picked them as the 2 seed. Here we go. Broncos at Chargers.
They must have an easy schedule.
I'm picking this? Yep. I thought you guys were picking the playoff games.
All right, fine. We'll pick that.
I'll just pick the Bills games.
Let's pick the Broncos.
Broncos.
It's Joe's mess.
It's a good thing you picked the Broncos because that means when Kansas City wins at Houston, then they don't come here.
Oh, they go.
Because they will beat Houston.
Well, they might. Will they go to Baltimore and Pittsburgh? Who wins Baltimore, Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh always wins
that
game.
They win that game all the time.
So Kansas City at Pittsburgh, Denver at Buffalo.
Let's go Pittsburgh.
Revenge game for the Bills after what happened last year against the Broncos.
Yeah.
Take the Bills.
Bills to beat Denver and then to host the Steelers in the AFC Championship?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take that. I'll take that. I mean, I know Russell's cooking again, right? And and their defense. It'd be nice if T.J. Watt decided not to play that day. But I will take that matchup. I think I'm very confident the Bills would beat Pittsburgh here in that game. I would be very happy to take that
matchup. I literally laid it up for you perfectly to pick them to go to the Super Bowl.
They don't play Kansas City, they don't play Baltimore. That's right.
Jeez.
I will take that scenario.
Yeah, you had Kansas City finishing this last stretch here 2-3.
Way to go,
that to me is not the craziest part.
No, that's possible.
I think the Chargers going, whatever I had them going, is the craziest part.
They won the division on a tiebreaker. Is what happened.
Well, they would have beaten Kansas City, and then I guess you had the Chiefs losing to Denver.
Well, I know I had that. I would pick the Chargers to beat the Chiefs this week.
All right, I like that. I'll take avoiding the Ravens and the Chiefs very much so.
All right, so Bills go to the Super Bowl. And we'll pick the NFC side of it. Washington at Philly.
The Lions go.
Just Philly, put Detroit in.
Minnesota at LA. The Rams. You have the Rams win the division.
Wow,
yeah, that's what you did. You had the Rams win that division.
They're only a game out of first
place. That division stinks. Yeah.
Minnesota.
That's not crazy.
Who's winning that? Minnesota or the Rams?
Minnesota.
Okay. Green Bay at Atlanta.
Green Bay.
That means Green Bay goes to
Detroit. Ooh, that's a good matchup.
And the Rams. Nope. The Eagles host the Rams. Eagles will smash the Rams.
Yeah.
Eagles just, Vikings. I thought.
Just blew
we picked the Vikings. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Eagles will win either one. Right.
Eagles Lions.
Yeah. Lions.
Don't sleep on those Packers. Those Packers are darn good.
I'm right. I think the Packers are very close to Detroit, but I think I would still pick Detroit to win.
Okay. Bills Lions Super Bowl, Howard. You did pick them to lose a week from now.
But that was in Detroit. This is neutral site.
And that's
New Orleans.
And that's key. And also, the Bills will have played Detroit. They will have learned from that game. They will have picked up some things that they will now improve upon in the Super Bowl, and the Bills would win the rematch against the Lions.
Picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
And Josh wins the MVP.
Start the parade. And Josh wins the MVP.
Just between us. You think they're going to do it?
I think they have a legit shot, yes. I would never have said this before the season.
Will they do it?
I mean, it's a Buffalo sports team. For me to say they'll do it would just be screwing around with the football gods. Will they do it? Yeah, there's something special about this team.
All right.
They're giving off of... You're the one who always talks about... So I forget how you would phrase it. It's not the year when you think they're going to do it. When you don't think they're going to do it and they do it, that's really cool. Like, I did not think this team was good enough to go to the Super Bowl. The last 3 years, I felt that way.
Yeah.
I feel about this team the way I did the last 3 years, which means they're good enough to win the Super Bowl. I think they're back to that status for me. And if Joe's scenario lays out, I mean, that's a pretty good run, a path to take if you avoid both the Chiefs and the Ravens.
I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board and see how I got there.
Right now,
maybe that might play out.
Right. The Chargers currently have a 6% chance to win their division, and you picked them to win it. They're three games back.
Zero.
Hey, they're the Bills. Three games back this late in the year.
Do you think they will win it?
I mean,
ultimately? They're good enough now.
Yes, they're definitely good enough.
The offense is doing well despite the turnover. The defense is playing well despite the fact that there's really no one guy you'd look at and go, I mean, Milano's their best player, but there's nobody on that defense you'd look at and go, oh my God, they scare the living daylights out of opposing coaches.
Do you have a fatal flaw you can think of?
I think the obvious one is if Bass has a bad day in a close playoff game, you're cooked. I think I'd still be worried. Honestly, I'm still worried about the run defense, and the safeties do give me some nervousness. I think Hamlin's gotten better. I think Rapp has turned out to have a really good season, actually. He's playing well. He's made a number of clutch plays. He stopped touchdowns, twice or three times the other night? Mm-hmm. But I would still worry about safety play. You know, we'll see if maybe Micah Hyde comes back. But I'd worry about safety play, the run defense. On the offense, fellas, I really don't. There's really nothing that I would look at and go, there's a fatal flaw in offense. Line's good. Running game's good. Running backs are deep. Tight ends are fine. Quarterback is having an MVP year. He is the MVP of this league right now.
No argument.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. We'll talk next week, and you'll pick him to win it again, I guess.
Unless they lose to the Rams.
Yeah, that's true.
Which we hope doesn't happen. Nice to see you, fellas.
Might be a different road. I mean, you can't do much better.
Be a different road next week.
Joe might not pick Denver, home Pittsburgh.
Denver and
Chargers winning the AFC West.
Yeah. All right. That's Howard picks the Bills. You can give us a call, 803-0550. You think they're going to win it? Who's feeling comfortable enough to say it? You can join us, 803-0550 on WGR.